Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. It is brought to you by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute, resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts Jim Grosso and Greg Storr discuss acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe's statements in Congress that James Comey's expulsion has not impacted any FBI investigations into Russian interference in the election. They speak with Sanford Levinson, a professor at the University of Texas Law School, and Philip Bobbitt, director of the Center for National Security at Columbia Law School.
For those people who are concerned about the firing of Jim Comey, how reassured should they be because of the things that Andrew McCabe said? He also talked about how there's no effort to impede the investigation. Is that reassuring?
It is from one perspective that I actually do believe that the FBI will be diligent in seeking out evidence wherever it leads. But the point is, and this is what got Comey into some trouble in the first place, it's not the FBI that decides whether or not to prosecute. That's a subject for the Justice Department. And to put it mildly, I think there is a lot of concern about whether the Justice Department will be sufficiently independent to make the decision to prosecute or not to prosecute on professional rather than lawly political grounds.
Phil, there have been calls for an independent counsel, and Senator Richard Blumenthal, among others, has said that he'll introduce legislation to reestablish an independent counsel if a special prosecutor isn't appointed. Another option is an independent commission. How likely are any of these to get through?
My guess is that the likeliest would be a Senate Select Committee. The next likely would be an independent commission whose members were selected in some kind of negotiations between the White House and the Congress. That the least likely is a new statute authorizing an independent counsel. And the reason for that is because we've been there before. Not only are there doubts about the constitutionality of such a statute, our experience with it has not been a very wholesome one. You remember perhaps Judge Starr's investigations of President Clinton. It's an unusual constitutional animal, sort of not really in Article 2 or Article 1 or Article 3, and it seems to have a sort of an inertial force to take on a scope that I think the Congress would be unlikely to reauthorize.
That's Sanford Levinson, a professor at the University of Texas Law School, and Philip Bobbitt, director of the Center for National Security at Columbia Law School, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Jim Grosso and Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, a judge in Delaware has given Cigna approval to walk away from its $48 billion merger with Anthem. That happened 3 months after another judge blocked the health insurer deal for anti-competitive reasons. The ruling means Anthem could end up having to pay $1.9 billion in breakup fees and $13 billion in damages to Cigna.
A federal judge plans to give final approval to Volkswagen's $1.2 billion settlement in the emissions cheating scandal. The latest agreement requires VW to compensate owners of diesel engine vehicles, fix about 58,000 cars, and buy back another 20,000. All told, VW is committed to spending almost $25 billion in North America to settle lawsuits and buy back or repair some 560,000 vehicles.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.